WAHKIM repeater
wires
X net will start in 5 minutes.
Connecting wires
X to CQ America now.
This is WA8KIM wires X connected to 21000 19 nodes. Number 11425 out. Number 11247 in. Number 11328 in. Number 11425 in.
K1GGS, 4 test. K1GGS, 4 test. Yeah, 4 GNT.
KF4GNT, K1GGS, 11 clear.
WA8KIM, repeater.
Roger, roger. Thank you very much. I'll be standing by for the net. KF4GNT.
Good evening, the time is 8 o'clock. This is the 444.275 repeater, WA8KIM.
Number 11073 in.
CQ, CQ, CQ. Hello, this is K1GGS, Kilowatt 1, Golf, Golf, Sierra, in Simi Valley, California, starting the Saturday Fusion Information and Technical Net. This net meets every Saturday at this time on the CQ America node. All stations are welcome to check in. We'll start off by doing a taking check-ins from the East Coast and the central part of the country, and then the eastern part of the country, and then anywhere else in the world. So if you'd like to check in, fine. If you want to be a lurker and lurk, that's fine too. And then once we get the check-ins done, we'll go through any announcements anybody might have, any information people might have, and then we'll go for a round of comments. So stick around, the comments are usually the most interesting part. So anyway, let's get started with some check-ins here. Any stations on the East Coast for the FusionNet K1GGS?
K1GGS, I'll be your first check-in. Kilo India 4, Golf November Tango, located in Newport Richey, Florida, north of Tampa Bay. KL4GNT, back to net control.
K4GNT, K1GGS, roger. Any other stations on the East Coast that would like to check into the Fusion Net?
Enter KBK, also in Florida, west central Florida.
K8SRB in Ohio.
Kilo Charlie 4, X-ray Tango, Tennessee, Smoky Mountains.
Number 11281 out.
KB0, UOA, Wichita, Kansas.
Whiskey Alpha 8, Kilo India Mike, Eagle, Michigan.
Number 11281 in.
Okay, let's see if we got them all right. N2KBK, K8SRB, A8SRB, KC4XT, KC3BFO, WA8KIM. Did I have all those right?
Yes, sir.
We're doing good today. That's good. Okay, any other stations on the East Coast that would like to check in? K1GGS?
November 4, November, India, Delta, Northwest Florida.
Whiskey Mike, 3 Mike, Maryland.
East of Tampa and Brandon, digital mode. KC3BFO, Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Okay, we got KC3BFO, N4NID, WM3M, and there was another station down around Tampa that doubles with someone who didn't get the call sign. Try again, please.
W-A-8-K-I-M.
Yeah, November 4, Delta Lima Whiskey Dave here, east of Tampa.
Okay, November 4, Delta Lima Whiskey, roger. Any other stations on the East Coast, K1GGS?
KJ4ZBK, Tampa, Florida, door 1.
Okay, KC4 station, one more time on the call sign, please.
Kilo, Juliet, 4, Zulu, Bravo, Kilo.
Okay, KJ4, ZBK, K1GGS, roger, welcome. Any other stations for the net?
W0ZZ2R, La Junta, Colorado.
Country for the Fusion Net, K1GGS.
W0ZZ2R, La Junta, Colorado, over.
Kilo Bravo Zero, Uniform Oscar Alpha, Kansas.
KCZ Zero ITF, La Junta, Colorado.
Okay, we got W0ZZS, and then there was a K-something for VOA, I believe it was. I could probably look back at my log and figure that out, but anyway. And KC0ITF for the VOA station. Try again, please.
KB0UOA, Kansas.
KB0UOA, K1GGS. Okay, thank you very much. Any other stations in the central part of the country? Go ahead.
Whiskey Zero, Uniform Juliet, Brainerd, Minnesota.
Whiskey 8, Kilo, Romeo, Foxtrot, Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, we got W0UJ and W8KRF. Any other stations in the central part of the country? Okay, let's go to the West Coast. Any stations on the West Coast? K1GGS for the Fusion Net.
Kilowatt 7 Delta Romeo Alpha, Wyoming, no traffic.
Kilo Golf 7, November, Kilo Golf, no traffic here.
Kilo Alpha 7, Whiskey Zulu, Mike, Wyoming.
Okay, I think we probably messed up a couple of those call signs, so let's go through the list we just got. W8KRF, K7DRI, KG7NKG, and KA7UZM. Did I get those right?
Negative, it's Kilowatt 7 Delta Romeo Alpha. Kilowatt 7 Delta Romeo Alpha. And the last one from Wyoming is Kilowatt Alpha 7 Whiskey Zulu Mike.
Okay, we got that. K7DRA and KA7WZM. Sorry about that. Any other stations for the West Coast? K1GGS?
KA6SUB, Bakersfield, California.
KA6SUB, K1GGS, Roger. Okay, any missed check-ins or stations from other parts of the world that would like to check in? K1GGS for the Fusion Net. Yeah, very good. Well, we've got a pretty good crowd here tonight. I want to thank you all for coming aboard. And for those of you that haven't heard, I have a hearing issue, so that's why I keep screwing up the call signs, even with my headphones on, one of which has decided to be flaky tonight. I have difficulty comprehending the call signs, so that's why I mess them up once in a while, so please forgive me. And anyway, as far as information for today, I don't have any real announcements. I know there was the webinar, and I missed half of it, probably the most important part, which was the first part. So if there's anybody on here that attended the webinar that can would like to pass along what happened during the webinar and appreciate it, anybody there interested in doing that?
K1ZGS, K4GNT. I was at the webinar. I took a couple of notes. It might not be enough, but at least I consider those notes important there. K4GNT, back to net control.
K4GNT, K1GGS, Roger. Go ahead and present them. I do know that they're planning on publishing them and posting them on the Yahoo group, but they said it would be several weeks, I believe, before that occurred. So, go ahead and give us what you got. It'll be more than we had before we started. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you there, Rusty, and thanks for being the net control there. One of the things that I thought it was very interesting and important for all of us out here, it was the number for the J2 technical support. For those that might be having problems with the R1X or the FTM 400s, yes, your technical support number is 1-714-827-7600, and the option for tech support is option 8. Let me take a standby and come back.
W-A-8-K-I-F.
Okay, just confirming that it was 714-827-7600, option 8. Is that correct?
External controller for the R1X, and RCOM is the company that makes them. And you could Google that and go to their websites. They are the ones that have successfully built a external controller for the repeater. The other one is SCOM, that designed the rear accessory for the use with the R1X. It still requires some technical expertise to interface it, but it's configurable by a CTCSS generator with reserve burst. And that's all I got there, Rusty. K4GNT, back to net control.
Okay, thank you very much. And can I confirm the number once again? It was at 714-827-7600, option 8.
KI4GN8K1GGS, could you confirm the number for tech support is 714-827-7600, option 8?
Yes, Rusty, that is correct. That is correct. It is 714-827-7600, option 8. Something is going on where the... what you just said, it came like twice, but that is correct. It's 714-827-7600, option 8. KF4GNT, back to net control.
Okay, very good. Anybody have any questions on any of that information? Okay, thank you very much for the information on the webinar, and we'll be watching the websites and whatever for the complete rundown on the webinar. And I guess WAAKIM has some information on his website. He did record it. I think it's there. The audio was on there, if I remember correctly. So anyway, the only things I have is the stuff I mention every day, every week, I should say, and that is you can get information from the Yahoo group on Operating Fusion, or any questions you have get answered there usually. And then there's a website that's run by the fearless leader of Fusion in the country, and his is hamoperator.com. That's hamoperator, one word, .com. And he has a section with questions and answers on Fusion. And then there's a repeater listing for Fusion repeaters on repeaterbook.com. That's repeaterbook, one word, .com. And if you have a repeater that you just put up, if it's not listed there, please add it in so that we can all see it. And let's see, I guess I haven't timed out yet. So were there any stations, other additional stations for the net, K1GGS? Okay, didn't hear anything. Do any of the stations have any announcements, such as HamFest with Fusion meetings, etc., that are coming up here in the next several weeks? Go ahead.
Rusty, I'd like to add a little note there. This is KA6SUB in Bakersfield. On the webinar, we had there was made an announcement regarding the I believe it's a HamFest coming up. I think it's called Tapper or something like that. It's digital-based technology, and they are going to be making some announcements on future stuff, things they're coming out with. So that's supposed to be pretty big there. Back to you there, Rusty, KA6SUB.
KA6SUV, K1GGS, that's correct. Tapper's a worldwide organization of digital communications hams, and they meet once a year in different parts of the country, and this year it happens to be in Chicago area, and I don't have the dates in front of me, but it's coming up, and it's well worth the take, but it's, if it's not near you, wait a year, it might be in your part of the next year. I don't have a list of where they're going to be every year, but it is a very good conference, and I know Chris is going to be there, and I'm sure most of the other vendors will be there. So, and they'll be covering not just Fusion, but all digital modes. So that's worth taking in. Okay, anybody else have any announcements for the net? Okay, let's start with a round of comments. KA4GNB, K1GGS, District number one again.
Yeah, roger, roger. I have actually a couple of emails that I'm searching on for the digital HamFest over there. I'm actually looking at it. Give me 1 second here. They're actually advertising the simplex frequency, where they're going to be for those that are going to be over there. It's actually called the Fusion... Super Peoria Superfest. And they're going to be on 145.69 Simplex. And on the machine, the 147.075, it's an auto. I'm trying to dig out some more information here. I believe, if my memory serves me right, that the Hamfest is going to be on the 18th. But I'm actually looking for that information. Okay, let's see. It says that Chris Wilson will be presenting, he's going to talk about fusion, in other words. That's N0CSW. He's going to be there from 10 a.m. to 10:45. And let's see what else it says here. By the way, that information was provided by KC9GQR. Let's see, and there's going to be a get-together from 11 o'clock to 11:15 at the Upper House, wherever that is. And that's all I got. KF4GNT, back center control.
Yeah, thank you very much for the information. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be a good take. I've never been to one of the SAFR meetings, but it sounds like it's going to be quite good this time. Thank you much. Let's see, N2KVK, K1GGS, any comments?
W-A-8-K-I-M.
Negative. Thanks for doing that. Sound great out here into Dade City, Florida. And we'll be back in listening one mode. Back to that control. Engine KBK, West Central Florida.
CC9BQR, late check-in.
Okay, the late check-in, one more time, I missed it.
KC9GQR, Peoria, Illinois, late check-in.
KC9CQR, K1GGS, roger. KA8SRB, K1GGS, any comments?
Good evening, Rusty and everyone on the net. This is Kilo 8, Sierra Romeo Bravo, staying in Ohio. Nothing really much to report. I'm just looked up at a site for Ohio, and looks like there's right now 33 Yaesu system fusion repeaters. And I know, and I just started here a few months ago, and it used to be only 7 or 8. So during the summer, it grew like weeds. Enjoy the net, and we'll try to catch you next Sunday. Sending trees to everybody. This is Kilo 8, Sierra Romeo Bravo.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's see, 4XT, K1GGS, any comments? KC4XT, K1GGS, any comments for the net? Okay, KC3BFO, K1GGS, any comments?
K1GGS, KC3BFO, handheld mobile, Allentown, Pennsylvania. Yeah, I do, Rusty. Hope you're doing well. And, comment is that about 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago or so, I mentioned that I was having socket timeout errors. Well, I think I understand what is causing that, and that is I have multiple routers on my network, and I found that out the hard way, and I'll spare the group the details, but I'm working on a solution that will allow me to do that and still not have socket timeout errors on WiresX. This is KC3BFO.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm glad you found the problem. And unfortunately, I'm just living with one router, so I don't I don't run into those type of things. But yeah, I can see where that might be an issue. So yeah, good luck finding it and getting it straightened out there. And give us all a report when you get done. Appreciate it, if you can, that is. WAKIM, K1GGS, any comments?
Hi, Rusty, this is WAKIM. I don't have much to say other than apologize to those from last week who tried to listen to the net via my connection there, or Echolink. Had a small glitch that I fixed, I didn't have set correctly. And I just want to know if I missed anything last week, anything major. I didn't notice anything much on the Yahoo groups, but just want to know sometimes the, sometimes good information gets brought up here that I don't find in any other source. So thanks again, Rusty. This is WAAKIM.
Okay, which way are you coming in right now? Are you coming in through the Echo Link or are you coming in through the repeater?
I'm coming in through the repeater, but I'm using a different radio than I usually use for it. And I just got my DR1X back online, so I don't know that I have my audio levels adjusted very properly yet on the DR1. This is the first time I've talked on it on the net, I think. So any comments on how I sound?
Okay, you sound kind of tinny. The best way I can put it, it's not your normal voice, so you can probably do some adjustment there. You'll get it straightened out. Very good. Let's see, N4NID, K1GGS, any comments? N4NID, K1GGS, any comments? WM3M, K1GGS, any comments?
This is Whiskey Mike 3 Mike, Emory, Woodbury, Maryland, and good evening to everybody on the net. Good evening to you, Rusty. Thanks for doing the net. And no other comments. Back to net.
Okay, very good. Thank you. N4DLW, K1GGS, any comments? N4DLW, K1GGS, any comments? KJ4ZBK, K1GGS, any comments?
No comments, back to net control.
Okay, thank you for coming aboard. W0ZZS. K1GGS, any comments?
K1GGS, W0ZZS on the net. Just good evening, Rusty, everybody on the net. Nice check-in list this evening, and quite a selection of different locations. So, got to 80 degrees here, 80 in La Junta, Colorado, and a little cooler than it was. In general, I've been getting up to about 90 or 95, so... kind of appreciate the cool day. Anyway, enjoying the net. Thank you for doing it, and have a good evening. K1GGS, W0ZZS, over.
Okay, thank you very much for coming aboard. KB0UOA, K1GGS, any comments?
KB0UA, it's the first time to check in, just got set up this week, so I hope this is sounding okay. KB0UA.
WA8KI.
Well, you sounded great, so welcome aboard. KC0YTF, K1GGS, any comments?
Good evening, Rusty. Our repeater has quite a few timeout errors too, but I think we're only on one router, so be interesting to see what the other guy's solution is to that. So, and we've also reported our wires X connection to repeater book. I'm just curious as to how to report a room number, since I only assume to like node numbers. And I guess changing out the wireless Xboxes on our repeater The software seems to have a hard time dealing with assuming what box you're using. We had to uninstall the software a couple of times in order to get that opening window where you put in your room number there. So you need to like be sure you change your what's your.
This is WA8KIM Wires X connected to 21000.
Okay, KC0, ITFK1GGS, let's see. Okay, I'm getting confused here. Are you trying to connect wires box to wires box, or are you trying to do it through a repeater? If you're trying to do it through a repeater, that's not working yet, and it probably won't work till around the first of the year when there's some new firmware comes out to the repeaters. But if you're trying to get the stuff through a repeater, that's not going to work. Wires box to wires box will be fine. You can send pictures and text messages back and forth between wires boxes with no problem, but going through a repeater is an issue. Have I got it confused there?
When I first started up wires, whenever I connected to a room, it would say my call sign, wires X, you are connected to a room such and such, and whatever, how many nodes, but I don't get that anymore on my repeater. Whenever we punch in the DTMF tone for a room, that is just silence. So I'm curious as to how do we get the connect message over the repeater. Over.
Okay, so you're using the repeater in the analog and just the FM mode, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, that I'm not sure of. I've never done that. I've always used a digital mode all the way. So let me talk to you after the net so we don't tie the net up with this and see if we can figure something out for you, okay?
Rusty, the pound sign.
Okay, let's see. I heard someone in there, but I just got the pound sign, as always said. Let's see, that was WA8KIM. Was that you?
It's KA6SUB, Bakersfield. Precede your room number with the pound sign.
Okay, got that. Did you hear that, KC0ITF?
Yeah, we always use the pound sign here. I think that's the only way to do it, so that's the way we've always done it, with the pound sign and the number.
Okay. You going to a remote controller?
The wires Xbox is connected directly to the repeater.
Well, let's let the net go, and then we can work on this after the net. KA6SUB, thank you.
Okay, very good. We'll catch you after the net. W0UJ, K1GGS, any comments?
Good evening, Rusty, and good evening to everyone on the net. No comments. Had a question, though, if that's all right.
Oh, I think we'll let you have a question. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, for our club, we tried linking two repeaters together this way. We had one FTM 400 node near one repeater on the repeater pair, and we took another FTM 400 and put it by the other repeater on that repeater's pair, and then we connected the two nodes into a room. And we tried talking on the one repeater, you know, to have it link through the node, through wires X, to the other node, to the repeater. But when we do this, what we'd find out is that the repeators would keep keying each other on and off. You'd see the one you'd see the one node enable, the other node enable, then the other node enable. It just keeps going on like that. I don't know if that is the I did some searching for it too. I see some notices about ping pong or ping pong mode. Just wondering if that's what it is. If it is, if anyone's found a solution for it, or the other thing I saw was that it might be a software update. So if anyone on the net can help me out with that, greatly appreciate it. W0UJ.
W-A-8-K-I-N.
Hey, W0UJ-K1-G-G-S. Okay. You might check the website hamoperator.com. That's Chris's website, the ASU salesperson for the US of A. And he has got a couple of repeater linking things going on, and he was kind of secretive about them, but he said he was going to post it. So you might look there and see if there's anything new on that. I know people are doing it because there's a repeater system out of Texas that covers all over the country. Anybody tried any repeater linking as he suggested here, and any comments on that? K1GGS.
Net Control, this is Kilo India 4, Golf November Tango. They did talk about that at the webinar. Let me see if I got it. Okay, Chris said that, hang on a minute. I got a bell going off over here. Okay. Chris did say that he will be talking about that at the Superfest there, about the linking of the repeaters. And as far as the software or firmware update for the Wars Xbox to get it to work with the repeaters on digital, he said that that has been postponed for some time next year. He's not saying when, but I guess he'll probably talk about that over there at the Peoria, Illinois Superfest. KF4GNC, back to the control.
Okay, KI4GNT, K1GGS. Okay, thank you for the information. And W0UJ, one that I can suggest is connect up to that group down in Texas here. Let me see if I can find it here. Hang on a second. There we go. Anyway, if you click on the activity node in the room IDs, you should see one that's extremely busy, and that's the one that has all the repeaters connected to it, and they could probably give you some hints on how they did it.
Okay, that's thanks for the information, Rusty, and K4GNT. Haven't visited hamoperator.com, so I'll check that out, and I'll try and get in touch with that group. So thanks for everything. Thanks, everyone, for everything. Nothing else from here. Whiskey Zero, Uniform Juliet.
This is WAAKIM.
W0UJK1GGS. Yeah, that room that I was talking about is America Link, but they have a couple of hyphens before it, so it'll show up near the top of any list. But that's the third one on the list with 35... members on it at the moment linking, so I'm sure they can help you out. Okay, thank you. Let's see, W8KRF, K1GGS, good evening. W8KRF, K1GGS, any comments? Okay, K7DRN, K1GGS, any comments? DRA, K1GGS, any comments?
Okay, good evening to everybody on the net. My audio on this mobile may be a little hot. We've been on the mountain all day, Chuck and I have, and got off the hill, and the repeater hung up, and we couldn't shut her down after doing the firmware update. So had to go back up, drag it off the hill, and so we got it in the back seat here right now, our fusion repeater, and we'll replace her tomorrow with the second one that we have. We'll take it off of VHF and put it on UHF. But anyway, that's it. Just been playing repeaters all day. Hope everybody has a good weekend. Back to you, Rusty, and thanks for doing the net.
Okay, K7 NRI, K1GGS. Good. Well, I'm glad you had a good time on the mountain, and at least if you got weather like we have, it's very nice, except it's hot. Okay, let's see. We got KG7 NKG, K1GGS. Good evening. Any comments?
This is KG7NKG. No, I don't have any comments, just enjoying the net, and happy to hear so many people using Fusion these days, and hope the numbers continue to increase, and we start talking to one another more often, and that's about it. KG7NKG, back to net.
Okay, very good. Thank you for coming aboard. KA7WZM, K1GGS, any comments?
Good evening to everyone. KA7WZM, following Dave down the hill here, getting off the mountaintop. Yeah, he's updated you on everything we've been doing today. It's been nice here today. It's been, in the 50s right now. And clear skies, a little bit of a breeze blowing. Just a perfect day for repeater work, you might say. Yeah, the only question I've got is... Well, I've been trying to get my WireZX to work, and it just will not cooperate at all. But anyway, I'm wondering if anybody's tried Linux. There's a Linux program to work with WireZX. I had wonderful luck with Linux doing all kinds of other programs, but Windows I just don't get along with, I guess, I reckon. Maybe that's why my WireZX don't work. But anyway, I'm just curious if anyone else is... thought of Linux with WireZX. Would there be something out there? Okay, 7WZM.
Okay, 7WZM, K1GGS. I don't think so. A lot of people have asked for it, but nothing yet. If you want to stick around after the next, we'll ask you 20 questions about your wires box and see if we can figure out what's going on there. And, just hang on here, and in a couple minutes, we'll give it a shot. Okay, KA6SUB, K1GGS. Good evening. How are things in Bakersfield?
Good evening, Rusty and Annette. Everything's wonderful in Bakersfield. It's a nice, beautiful 95 degrees here. Just a little bit of a breeze coming on and off, keeping it a little down and temperature-wise. Other than that, I have no further traffic. Thank you very much for taking the net and doing such a fine job. KA6 SUB, make it so clear.
Okay, thank you for coming aboard. KC9 GQR, K1GGS, any comments?
WA8KIM, repeater.
KC9GQR, K1GGS, any comments? I guess that. Anybody else, any other stations have any comments or questions for the net before we close? K1GGS.
X.
Victor Echo 7, Echo Delta.
Victor Echo 7, Echo Delta, K1GGS, go ahead.
Rusty, just installed a DR1X and a WireZX, using it on analog at the moment, and just checking to see how the audio was, if you would be so kind.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. You're in the FM mode, not digital, correct?
That's correct. We're in the FM mode, and we're located in is a brand new repeater for Ladysmith on Vancouver Island in British Columbia.
Very good. You guys are pretty busy up there. You're gonna have more than we have down here. That's good. Let's see. Okay, very good. Well, we'll welcome aboard, and we'll be looking for you on future Saturday nights. Are there any other stations with comments or questions for the net? K1GGS.
This is WAAKIM.
WAKIM, K1GGS, go ahead.
Just a real quick comment about the website, the hamoperator.com. That's hosted by Chris, but it's K9EQ Chris, not the NC0, whatever, you know, N0. Anyway, not the Chris from Yaesu. That's my only comment. But otherwise, yeah, the hamoperator.com has a lot of good information, but it's not an official Yaesu site.
X.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for the correction. I didn't catch that, and I should have. We just talked about it so many times, I figured it was his. Okay. Very good. Well, that's about all we have for tonight. We'd like to thank everybody for checking in tonight. We'll see you next Saturday night, I hope. And if KC0, where are we here? KC0 IGF and KC9 GQR, stick around. We'll see if we can help you out. Stand by.
K1 GGS, CAF4 GNT, with the last comment here. For those that are going to attend to the Superfest, I put the information on the little chat window there. So anyway, some of that information about the frequencies are going to be and all that, so just want to interject that before the net is over there. CAF4GNT, back to net control.
Okay, yeah, we just thought of that there. I had to scroll across to pick it up. Yeah, thank you very much for throwing it on there. Any other comments or anything for the net before we close? W8KRF, K1GGS, see you have a, you think you maybe have some problems getting in. You want to try again? Nope, we're not hearing you at all, so I don't know what the issue is, but we do see you on the chat room, so that part's working anyway. Okay, that's it for tonight. Thank you, everybody, for coming aboard. We'll see you next week, K1GGS. KC0ITF and KA6SUB, you want to go ahead and see if you can figure out what's going on there with the wires box?
Yeah, it's KA6SUB, Ken in Bakersfield. The gentleman's having some problems there with your wires box. You want to elaborate a little bit on that?
I don't know how much more I can elaborate. It just doesn't work. The connect message is enabled, but it just won't put out.
Okay, so you're saying you're doing tones. You can't control it with the tones. That's correct?
I guess, yeah, the tones, the DTMF tones, whenever we connect to a room, we just get silence. That's about as much acknowledgement that we get.
Okay. The setup, did you go through the setup and check the boxes like they should be? And your box is connected to what? Is it connected to directly to a repeater? Is that, if I remember what you said?
Yes, we have the repeater in question is the W0KEV repeater, right down the middle of the box there, in the room there, so... But yes, we do have it connected directly into the back of the repeater, so that's the one.
Okay, I'm going to go through some of the setup for you, and I want to see how you have things set up. I'm actually looking right now under setup and properties for the HRI-200 setup. there's a series of high lows and little boxes like that. Do you have that in front of you?
We're getting there. We're molding into it, so it takes us a little bit of time here.
Okay, if you want to write it down, the sequence, the way those should read, starting at the top, should be high, RX 96, high, low, TX 96. The DTMF is mute mode is off. And the detect gain is high. Once you get that put in there, oh, they also on the right-hand side, the column there should only box should be checked would be free emphasis.
WA8KIM repeater.
All right, I think that's what our problem was. We were just doing the TX and received 12, and so I guess we're getting that all checked up.
Okay, when you get that done like that, go to the bottom and hit write. That'll write it to the box, and then it'll be set there until you overwrite it.
Okay, I think we got that all, and we'll do that and see what happens. KC0ITF.
Okay, very good. And if there's any problems beyond that, you might want to take a look at your sound card and see how that's set up. You have a pleasant evening and a good weekend. KA6SUB, Bakersfield.
KA7WZM, K1GGS, are you still there?
KA7WZM.
Okay, you want to try to work on your problem, or are you all set?
No, we've come to the conclusion that it might be some of those, what the heck are they? Anyway, the, it's on the internet. I got to go in and speak to the internet folks Monday and see if we can put some of the port numbers there. I got all six of them punched in there on the control on the computer equipment there at home, but evidently it's not coming through on the internet service to the home. So I think what I'm going to have to talk with them there in town and see if we can get that worked out.
Yeah, that's a common problem. Who's your service provider?
I believe it's L&R Computers here in Wyoming.
Okay. Yeah, I use Time Warner Cable here, so I just wondered if it might be the same. Okay, yeah, that's probably it. They don't have their router open up for those ports, and so you can't get through it. So I assume when you do the port check, then you're just not getting any good responses there.
I did a port check that happens on the program there, and it shows that they're all working fine, but then it says something failed. There's a line that shows up on the bottom of the box there. It says that something failed, so it says all them ports are open, but yet it says that something failed. So I have no idea what's going on.
Hey, make sure you have them set for UDP, not TCP. That might be one issue if on your router. That's in the instruction book where they talk about that. I think the only TCP, I'm doing this from memory, so I could be wrong. The only TCP one is one that they use if you're going to use a remote control, which I don't think you're planning on using right now. So I think they all should be set for UDP, so I might check that and see.
We checked that. It's that's what it's set for.
Okay, yeah, give them a call and see what happens. I wish I had the
IP addresses of where we're going with this stuff, but I don't know what it is. We could, you could do a trace route and see where it's getting lost at, but since they don't publish that, I don't know what they are. Maybe the Yaesu folks, if you give them a call, could help you out with that. And then you can do a trace route and see where they're getting lost at. Okay, well, good luck, and hopefully next week we'll hear a report and that everything's working.
Well, hopefully by next week I'll have my node up and running and be able to break in on the conversations. Anyway, I'm enjoying it very much. We'll let you go there. We'll catch up with you later on. Okay, 7WZM.
K9JGW, anybody get a copy?
K1GGS, how's your loud and clear?
What's your QTH here, bud?
And we're in Simi Valley, California.
No. I'm over here, this is Jess in Inverness, Florida. Got a copy?
Yeah, affirmative, you're loud and clear. We're just about done here. We just finished up a net, so next week if you're around, check in for the net.
What time's the net at, sir?
It's a fusion net. Talks about fusion.
Now, what time is it at? At top of the hour, or what?
It's 5 p.m. Pacific time, which is must be about 8 o'clock your time.
9 o'clock, yeah. So I'll be there. I'll be listening. Thank you, K9JGW.
Okay, K9KGW, K1GGS. And for DLW, K1GGS.
W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater. W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.
This is W-A-8-K-I-M, Wires X, connected to 21149.